Baptist Church coming up. Much more music and birthdays and anniversaries. So if someone you know or love is celebrating a birthday, even if it's you, you can call me at 318-484-2500 or toll-free 1-877-464-2500. We'll be back in the Ham Camp.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Crazy enough to try anything. Oh, God, I've been knowing that for years. everywhere I go, amen. I got a friend, if it's a business, he'll do it. He's been like that 40 years ago. Amen. And I certainly thank God for him. He's always joking. He worked for the federal government, and I didn't want them coming out the helicopter down by my house, kidnapping me, thinking I have some important information. Because I'm going to tell on it. They don't have to put me underwater or put a gun to my head. I'm going to certainly tell on it. So, amen. That's my friend, and I thank God for it. Look, thank you for having me this morning. Let me get on out the way. I just don't know how to act. We've been on the parking lot for 2 years. Yeah, and we're doing well. But preaching inside, Lord, this is a privilege today. And let me thank you for coming to church. Amen. This pandemic has done so much, Lord, and we've buried so many people. So if you're here today, you're amongst a blessed group. You ought to give God a hand of praise. Just the mere fact that you're here today. From the Gospel according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 32. St. Mark, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 32. Whatever your custom is, St. Mark, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 32. And they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. And he said to his disciples, "Sit ye here while I shall pray." And he taketh with him Peter and James and John, and began to be so amazed and to be so very heavy, and said unto them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch." And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, "Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but let thy will." And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and said unto Peter, "Simon, sleepeth thou? Could not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again. Their eyes were very heavy. And he cometh the third time, last verse, and said unto them, "Sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of the sinners." The grass withered, the flowers faded away, but the word of God shall stand forevermore. You may be seated. I want to talk about this. I want to talk about learning to wait on God. Learning to wait on God. Webster, brothers and my sisters, define the word waiting as stand in one place until an expected event happens, until someone arrives, or until it is your turn to do something. To wait on something pleasant green, or to wait on someone takes patience and endurance. It's learning to hold up or delay until that you're waiting on shows up. All throughout the Bible, God inspired men to learn how to wait on Him. In Psalms 27 and 14, the psalmist said, "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thy heart." Psalms 37 and 7 said, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently on Him." What about Isaiah 40 and 31? "But they that wait," can I get a witness? "Upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Psalms 37 and 9 said, "For evildoers will be cut down, but those who wait on the Lord, they will inherit the land." Joshua 1 and 9, "Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage, and be not afraid, neither be thine dismayed. For the Lord your God is with thee wheresoever thou goest." Then there's another one somewhere in the Proverbs that said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. But while you're waiting, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path." But watch Jesus here as He goes through the agony of Gethsemane. He knows what is about to happen. Amen. He knows that not long from now, Judas will show up with a council of soldiers to betray Him for 30 pieces of silver. He realizes that this Gethsemane experience begins his journey to Calvary. And I don't have to tell you about Calvary. I already know you know about Calvary. Calvary was a place where the angels wept while the devils rejoiced. I know you know about Calvary. Amen. Calvary, the place where He who have no sin had all sin laid upon Him. You know about Calvary. Calvary, the place where the Son of God died so the sons of men might live. Watch Jesus here as He moves to Calvary. The text says in verse 32 that they came to a place which was named Gethsemane. Gethsemane was surrounded by olive trees. Gethsemane was a small garden across the Kidron Valley opposite the temple of Jerusalem. It was a place of prayer for Jesus and His disciples, a place to fellowship and partnership, a place to commune and talk. Amen. Jesus says here, "Sit here while I pray." And notice here, church, that, amen, He's in a place.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray His words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved.